Then I survey a wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Oh, the wonderful cross! Oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die, and find that I may truly live. Oh, the wonderful cross! Oh, the wonderful cross! All who gather here, by grace draw near, and bless your name. Were the whole realms of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Oh, the wonderful cross! Oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die, and find that I may truly live. Oh, the wonderful cross! Oh, the wonderful cross! All who gather here, by grace draw near, and bless your name. Oh, the wonderful cross! Oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die, and find that I may truly live. Oh, the wonderful cross! Oh, the wonderful cross! All who gather here, by grace draw near, and bless your name. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord hath promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine. Amen.
Test. Which one am I on? All of them? That's working. We'll leave this one. We'll leave this one here. We'll need it. Well, let Ken have that, Lewis. Thank you. Tuesday, Brittany Corley and Sam Cromer having birthdays. So those are the birthdays. We didn't miss anybody, did we? So I wanted to raise the screen for our next announcement because we had a work day yesterday, and about a dozen folks showed up to work, as well as prior to the work day. I know Victoria Nash and Ann had been working. So here's some things that are happening so I don't forget. Today, after service, we need all the men and women who will stay. We're going to try to put all the chairs in the nursery, and if we have to take any downstairs, because we're arranging to have this carpet cleaned this week. So if you would help us do that, we need to get that done. Also, a part of what our decorators did, Ann had worked on preparing the cross. Michelle and Colleen on the palms and the candles. So we just wanted to have opportunity to see the enhancements to the sanctuary. And we are working on possibly a future shaker look with the sconces on the walls on each side. And the church has designated $500 to help with that. One set has already been donated on top of that. And someone else may want to donate one. If you do, talk to Michelle, and we'll have that enhancement done as well. So these are kind of the things that are happening. We had a great work day yesterday and got several things taken care of, about a dozen people, as I said. So thank you very much for your input and help. Now, as to the other announcements, I think someone pointed out to me that the list for Holy Week sandwiches and desserts is already filled. So thank all of you who signed up to do that. And a reminder that if you need those picked up on Tuesday the 27th, if you can, get them to St. Andrew by about 11 or 11:30. But if you can't do that and need to call someone, feel free to call me, and I will pick those up and take the sandwiches and the desserts. Also, we had a rough count on the Galilean home offering. Paula, was that over 600 or
right around
$600? So we're pleased and thankful. But if you didn't have a chance to give last Sunday, you can do so today by just designating on your check that you'd like or on an offering envelope. The Wednesday night Bible study will not meet this week, as Colleen and I'll be on vacation, but we'll resume on the 28th, Wednesday night youth. And the Easter events next Sunday, on Palm Sunday, the puppet ministry will be presenting an Easter program, and Rod Buxton will be preaching the message that day. Sunday, April 1st, Easter Sunday, in addition to our regular service here, Mike and Paula Piazza are hosting a sunrise service, which we've done for years and years. That'll be at 7 a.m. and have a potluck breakfast afterward. I think we've thought of about everything, but I have another announcement that's not in the bulletin, but there's a grand opening for the new Matthew program. And every time we say that, we jokingly say, no, we don't have a lisp. Matthew is Mercer Area Family Education and Wellness. It's at the old YMCA building. McDowell Wellness Center is involved and housed there now, where you can go and work out. There's a lot of opportunities. But they're having their grand opening this Thursday, the 22nd, from noon all the way up till 7 p.m. There'll be a ribbon cutting at noon. Refreshments and tours are available all through the afternoon until 7 p.m. They'll also be offering class sampling for Silver and Fit, Zumba, Tabata, Step and Pound. Now, I'm reading stuff there that I have no idea what I'm talking about. But if that rings a bell with you, they got it. Anything else, Vance? That's the grand opening this Thursday. All right, you can't beat that. So are there other announcements this morning? Debbie Klinkner?
technical difficulties at home too, which is why it took us so long to get to the Bible study that we're actually going to introduce next Sunday morning at 9:30. And it's open for the whole church, because what it's doing is introducing Holy Week. And it's covering Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of not Tabernacles, that's a fall feast. Resurrection Sunday, I'm going blank. But anyway, so what we're doing is we've got a video that will do a really good job, and it shows how God actually planned all of Holy Week way back at the beginning of time, and he introduced it to the Israelites in Leviticus. It wasn't something that is Israel or a Jewish feast. It's God's appointed days. And I thought it would be really wonderful to introduce the church and to also do it at the beginning of Holy Week. So it gives a lot better meaning, understanding, and just it just gives you a real feel for what God did during that time. Thank you.
All right, that's next Sunday morning. Be here at 9:30.
Right. And that gives us time to look at the video and then have a little maybe discussion before.
Right. So all of you are invited. It's not for any particular age group or gender group. And this is something we thought would be a real blessing to those who would avail themselves of it. 9:30 next Sunday here. Any other announcements? Rock and then Emmeline.
Am I comfortable this morning? Temperature feel good?
Yeah.
Shout out to John Chopper, our HVAC man. Tuesday night, we froze to death. We didn't have heat. Not really. It wasn't that cold. But I was supposed to call John after Tuesday night practice, and I forgot till I got out here Saturday morning for our work day. And of course, it was warm, and John came out at 8 o'clock last night and got the heat up and running for us. So I know he doesn't like that front recognition, but it really meant a lot.
He said he set the alarm off, but we can live with that. Emmeline?
I just wanted to acknowledge how awesome the male voices are in our praise and worship, especially this morning. Maybe it's that I'm sitting further back, but it's pretty awesome that our church has as many men in attendance as we do, but they've got good voices too.
Well, this is a busy, busy time. It seems like every time anymore. Summer, Christmas season, spring, I don't know. It's a busy, busy time, and there's a lot going on. And we all need to pace ourselves. But with the coming of Holy Week and Resurrection Sunday, we need to give those days a lot of our attention and focus on the blessing and the power of that season. So I encourage you to do that. The Holy Week services starting on the 26th are an hour from noon to 1. The service is short, from 12 to 12:30, and then lunch, and everybody shares fellowship. It's a great cross-section of our churches and community with one common goal, and that is focusing on Jesus Christ. And that makes it a wonderful time of unity, so I encourage you to take advantage of these different opportunities. Today is also our Communion Sunday, and we will be sharing the Lord's Supper together in just a moment. I need to make us aware of a few things for prayer. Not everyone knows, but many people who are on the prayer chain knew that Rich and Jenny Ellis's daughter Aminta, some of us remember her as a little girl from years ago, she's now a student at Berea College, and she became quite sick and was having difficulty with her speech, and she was taken from Berea to UK and spent a night in the hospital over there. And the good news is that she had good results from all her neurological tests. She's back at Berea. But Jenny, her mother, asked that we continue to keep her lifted up in prayer. A real blessing, and I never did know how this happened, but they were worried about nobody being with her because Jenny was 8 hours away up in West Virginia. And Gail was the first person there. And so my curiosity is, Gail, how did you find out?
Mom sent me saying that Rich was asking for prayer.
All right. Well, bless your heart. And then George was able to get over, and so we were there with them. And, it was a real blessing to know that parts of the body did that. And also, this was a great financial strain on them. And so, once again, the generosity of the church, elders and deacons agreed. We sent them a significant love offering in the mail to help with that cost. These are things that make me very pleased and thankful to see all the expressions of love and generosity, not just for the folks who are in the body now, but for those who are once a part of the body, and sometimes even those who are outside. You know, the Bible says, do good unto all men, especially to those of the household of faith. So I just commend our church body for being sensitive in that. So I want to pray for Amintas' continued healing and any others that we have on our prayer list and on our hearts. We want to pray for them as a body and pray together today. So let's bow together. And we always like to use this time to afford opportunity if someone in the congregation feels it upon his or her heart to lift up prayer to do so.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for all that you do and are doing inside and out. Lord, I want to lift up Mona's brother, Kalen. God, I pray that you would touch him in his body. He got some news that went for treatment, and they said, really, no more treatments are going to help. And Father, he said that's the news he got 8 years ago, and you intervened. You told him, I've got this. And Lord, he's resting and trusting in you again, as he has through this journey. And Father, I just pray that you would raise him up. Father, that you would drive cancer out of his body in the name of Jesus, that peace would be his portion. And thank you for the testimony you've given him these many years of your goodness and your sustaining power. Lord, but I just ask you to heal him and take away the pain, the discomfort, the loss of energy. And we thank you that you're a good God. And as you told him, you've got this. And we trust in you.
Yes. Father, we're thankful that we have assurance that you always hear us. We trust you. And Father, may our trust in you, not be dependent upon what we see or understand, because your ways are far beyond our ways. We thank you for all the things that you do for us and reveal to us that we do understand. And we give you praise and honor for that. We thank you for the healings that we see. We pray for the healing that is yet needed in people's lives. We pray for relationships to be restored that are broken. We thank you, Father, for lives that once were wandering in despair but now are walking in faith. We thank you for changed lives. We thank you for hope. We thank you for the things you give us, and may our confidence in you never fade. We love you, and we give you our praise, and we offer our prayers today in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to prepare our hearts now for communion. The worship team will come and lead us, and then following that, we'll be serving communion this morning.
This song we're going to share for communion prep is a song written in 1996, and it was one of the first times I know of a recorded tape or CD, well, it was tapes then, came out that a man was singing in his prayer language at the end of the song. And when Mona and I first came to community, we brought this song from Louisville to this church, and the church just kind of fell in love with it and worshiped with it, and it's called Adoration, written by Mike Adkins. Stand with me as we sing.
Praise, 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 praise to the one who sent us his son. Praise, 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 in one accord we praise you, our Lord. There is no other name above you. Blessed be your name. God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel, to your name, holy unto your name. Praise, 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 praise to the one who sent us his son. Praise, 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 in one accord we praise you, our Lord. Glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. God of Abraham, faithful and true, holy, holy are you. Holy, holy are you. You're the Son of righteousness and the Lamb who was slain. You're the lily of the valley. You're the bright and morning star. You're the beginning and the end. You're the everlasting Father. You're the God of all glory, my healer and the King of kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon,
You're all love and you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah and my soon coming King. Holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy is your name. Praise, 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 praise. Praise to the one who sent Jesus, his Son. Praise, 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 praise. In one accord, we praise you, our Lord. Holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy is your name. Is your name. Holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy is your name.
Amen. Amen.
Ah, praise you.
Father, we stand amazed in thinking of one who is God, one who is holy, leaving the realm of glory and the adoration of angels and saints of all time, coming to this sin-cursed earth in order to remove the curse, to live and to die as a human being, to pour out your very life for those who are so desperately in need of what only you can provide. We are grateful that one so holy would make himself so lowly. May our hearts indeed be filled with praise. Praise to your holy name. Praise to the name of Jesus. You may be seated. Rod. I was reading this morning. Colleen brought me entire script of the Easter pageant from First Baptist Church, and it's entitled The Foolish Cross, The Offensive Cross. I was so taken with how well that was written. We come together some 2,000 years after that event. It's hard for us to see the cross as offensive. It's hard for us to see the cross as foolish. Crosses are embossed on our Bibles many times. Crosses are placed on our walls and on our buildings that are smooth. And yet, I was thinking this morning, if any of us had been at that cross where Jesus died and the thieves on either side, I think I'm one who would have run away. To not be able to stand to see what was happening. It was a place where the vilest criminals were executed. It was a place of screaming and agony, and a place that was unimaginable in horror. Many folks don't want to talk about that. That's why the cross is an offense. That's why the cross is considered foolish, because the cross reminds us, we can't help but be reminded of our sin. The cross reminds us that our wisdom is nothing compared to the wisdom of God. And so when we gather, we think about that supper that Jesus instituted just hours, literally, before he would go to that awful cross. And in God's wisdom, the bread, which represents the body that was mangled on that cross, and the wine, which represents the blood that was poured out from the body of Jesus, he said, "Do this in remembrance of me. And as often as you eat it and drink it, you show forth my death till I come again." I want to be impressed this morning in my heart about the horror that was required to bring me the glory and the peace that I enjoy. Now, God doesn't expect us to be morbid, but I think he expects us to have a full recognition of what a price was paid. And the price that was paid is the best example of the depth of the love that our Father and our Savior holds for us. We're going to bless this bread and this cup in just a moment. After we've blessed these emblems, Robbie and Joyce are going to minister to us in music, and we invite you to come and to remember and to give God thanks for what he's done. Rod, would you bless the bread, and then I'm going to ask Vance to bless this cup as we join together in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to prepare our hearts and our minds and our very soul for your presence here today. And you've told us to prepare ourselves in terms of examining ourselves, to ask for forgiveness of our sins. Mm. And with this communion that we're taking today, we're in community. We are the family of God. And we invite you into our lives, into our family, to bless us. And we prepare this meal in thanksgiving for all that you've done for us, your life and your death. And as we ask you to bless this wine representing your blood, that it wash us clean. You are so merciful and have so much grace to love us this way, and we thank you.
Feel free to come, and as the Lord leads you to do so. Just in the trash somewhere.